Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I wanted to bring this to you guys. I was talking to some of our the folks here at Buffalo Wild Wings about this. The rodeo lineup came out, Clint, and I know you're excited. We always look at this and see where you're going to go. And Tyler, I know you do the same thing. Listen, I'm not going to lie. You know me, a lot of it is country acts, and I've learned more country from you guys than I have before the first 35 years of my life. But I'm looking at this and kind of comparative to the other years. I don't know. To me, this is pure ignorance, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, the audience too. It feels light. This feels like a lesser acts than I'm accustomed to seeing. Like, I mean, there's some big ones in there. Reba McEntire, that's one that I know that's going to kick things off. Post Malone, that's a big get. But to me, and maybe some of these guys are bigger than I thought. When I saw Cody, I thought it was going to say Cody Johnson, but it's Cody Jinks. Jinks. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It just
Cody
seems
Jinks
like it's
badass.
Not
yeah.
It's not as big of acts as they normally have.
Well, I think the game has changed, right? I think, obviously, you start with arguably the queen of country, her, Dolly Parton, I would say, one of those two. But you can't argue with Reba opening the show.
Sure.
And you can't argue with Luke Bryan, one of the hottest artists over the last several years. That, you know, him closing, I think that's big. Brooks and Dunn, all-time great. And you know, you get over to Brad Paisley, another one of the all-time greats. The groups they mixed in with Bun B, always a good one, always yeah. a hit. Post Malone, big time hit.
That's a big one. Yeah.
I'm not familiar with AJR. I'm not familiar with the Latino jam. Journey obviously is going to be a huge hit. I think there's the interesting thing is you've
like,
got
who is Zach Top?
Top is one of the hottest young artists coming up. He is a traditional country artist. There's an old school sound and vibe, and he is probably the hottest young artist coming up. And so that one there makes sense. I think you mentioned Cody Jinks. The interesting thing is Cody Jinks is a guy that's got almost like a cult-like following, if you will. No disrespect. I like Cody Jinks. But Cody Jinks is kind of one of those under-the-radar, makes a boatload of money because of how – it's kind of like Zach Bryan. Right, Zach Bryan is just the following is almost cult-like in terms of how people come out and support him. I think Cody Jinks is one of those guys. So that is a little bit of an under-the-radar guy, but he'll fill the place up.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's several of them.
Like, it's Charlie Crockett, somebody I'm not familiar with.
Old school, really good. It does surprise me that he's there. Warren Zeiders, I think, is another hot, young, up-and-coming artist. I actually met him in our lounge. He's got a couple of really, really big time hits, but he is young. That's a big ask for the rodeo at that point in time. So there are a couple of those in here, but I think all in all, I think it's all right.
You think it holds up?
No Laney Wilson, yeah. Cody Johnson. You know, those are two that I expected to be in here. McCollum, I didn't mention Parker, but Parker, it goes Parker, Brooks and Dunn, Luke Bryan to close this thing out.
Parker McCollum.
That's an absolute banger. The ending is big time.
But to go, like when you said, all right, that's what I hear. Some people on the text line, Ron, I'm with you. Ron, I said it earlier today. It's a disappointing compared to previous years. Someone texted in, the lineup is better than last year's. I don't know, like you read all those guys. Like Brad Paisley has always kind of been in the lineup since I've been here. Brooks and Dunn, they've had a night. Luke Bryan has had a night. They would be there on top of Chris Stapleton,
yeah.
On top of Cody Johnson, mm-hmm. On top of Laney Wilson, who was, and maybe some of these other guys. Maybe I just know Laney Wilson because of her ass going into it, and I don't know Cody Jinks as well because I don't know what Cody's ass looks like. I don't know. It felt like all of those guys were mainstays, but then you would have others that, hell, even if you casual music fans would know. I know they are. I don't know. Now, Post Malone, I don't want to. That's a big hit.
The other one, Bailey Zimmerman, is one that I think probably well, it's a him. But there's there is, I think, traditional country fans, those that are just one stream. I like it all, so I can appreciate it all. But I think there's a big part of country music that probably isn't a big Bailey Zimmerman fan. He's a little bit more. He's super young, number one, but he's a little bit more almost popish, almost kind of like Florida Georgia Line kind of jive. But I guarantee he'll fill that joint up. I mean, yeah. Bailey's one of them I'd like to. He's got some hits. He's got some hits.
Again, that's what I was saying. Like, this is ignorance coming from. I don't know a lot of it.
It's not totally off. I think if you compared it year in, year out to some of the more powerful rodeo lineups, I think at first glance, there's a lack of just of star power name-wise
that
jump off the table. But I think the game has changed. Like I said, I mean, the Cody Jinks, Zach Top, Warren Zider, Riley Green, you know, all these guys have Bailey Zimmerman. They've got huge followings because of the age of music we're living in with the social media stuff where these guys get big real quick. So I would
what, show, what shows you going to? You see any already that?
I've seen Reba multiple times. She is absolutely tremendous. I mean, one of the most successful decorated artists of all time, Reba McEntire is. If you go down the list of her records and her platinum hits and it's ridiculous. I've seen her multiple times. Don't really care to see her again.
Damn.
Like I said, I would like to see Bailey Zimmerman. I would like to see Zach Top. Let me see. Post Malone. Post Malone would be on number one.
Yeah, I think that's one I'm intrigued to see.
I'd go Post Malone, Parker McCollum, Zach Top would be my three.